Cape Breton Regional Municipality councillors have received threatening phone calls they believe could be connected to a recent decision to end negotiations in developing a major offshore wind project. District 9 councillor Dave McKeegan says on January 27th, he received a voicemail in which the caller tells McKeegan he'll, quote, get what's coming to him, followed by a series of expletives. McKeegan believes the call is related to his recent decision to vote against continuing negotiations for the Novaport offshore wind marshalling site in Edwardsville.
That's not what us elected officials should be putting up with. We're trying to do what's best for the community. And when I did what I thought was best for the community, I made a decision. And to have to give calls like that, that's not necessary. And it was an out-of-town number, so it makes it even worse. It's not even somebody from here, right?
In January, CBRM Council was still in the negotiation phase with Novaport to develop the site, which had originally been conceived as a container terminal before transitioning to a wind marshalling site. However, councillors had concerns about the deal, and following a six-hour in-camera meeting, McKeegan was the sole vote against continuing negotiations to develop the site. Negotiations continued until later in the month when council had another hours-long in-camera session that culminated in a split vote that ended talks in developing the site. McKeegan says he received the call after the split vote and has reported the call to police but doesn't think they'll catch the person responsible.
The number is a Northern Ontario number, so tracking them down could be, you know, difficult. However, you know, when that was sent, they could have been on Barrington Street in Halifax, Sherlock Street in Glace Bay, and if they're energetic, they could have shoveled my driveway because of the day of the storm and been sitting in my driveway.
He says it's the first threatening call he has received since being elected. Meanwhile, Deputy Mayor Glenn Perouche says he and many other councillors also received similar calls from the same person. He says he wasn't surprised.
I received a phone call myself at about 7:55, so I'll leave it at that. I have the voicemail saved, but people are entitled to their opinions. There are a few people that I do believe received some phone calls on it. Yeah, I won't speak for them, but yeah, there was a few of us that got calls. To me, it just tells me that I'm doing my job and that people are watching. And if I'll leave it at that, they have their opinion. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I don't necessarily see it as a direct threat.
When council decided to end negotiations, Mayor Cecil Clark told media then that the CBRM legal counsel would determine the next steps for developing the Edwardsville site. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.